Blog Talk Radio.
October 14th, 2018. Hello and welcome to Working for a Living Radio Show. Where Progressives for Change present opinions that matter. Tonight, we're joined by co-host Jeff Brown, and I'm your moderator, Leroy McKnight. Please remember, good leadership is never about power and control, but rather for the honor and the privilege of serving the members in the interest of the membership. Please, let's have a moment of silence for all the victims of Hurricane Michael this past week. Thank you. Announcements. UAW members under Article 41, Section 3 are required to participate in the election process. We encourage everyone to vote on Tuesday, November 6, 2018. Please do vote this time. You know, we get this day off to go and vote, and it's important. This election, I've said it a number of times, is likely the most important election, the very most important election in the history of our country. And that's a fact. It's very, very important. Okay. Region 1C plans to have phone banking and door-to-door knocking every day and every weekend from now until the election. Please report to the regional offices, 27,800 George Morelli Drive in Warren, Michigan, weekdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Any time that you can give your region anywhere in the nation at this time is going to be well served. So if you can get out to help, please do. You retirees, you know, you got a couple of hours. You know, if you can just donate a couple, it'd help. There's some real close races. And, you know, we really need to step up and get this tilted more toward working men and women. As always, Working for a Living continues to support Medicare for each and every person in the United States. Number four, Working for a Living continues to support the separation of corporations and state and the overturning of corporations as citizens. Okay. Number five, after Ford stock plunged this past week, they plan to restructure their operations. I think we'll have more on that later in the show. Jeff is more up on that than I. So hopefully he'll have a little more on that. That's his area. So there, we got that done. So what else? The UAW retiree VEBA has forwarded seat on the GM board of directors with sale of stock. If as a condition of the bankruptcy, the VEBA had to hold on to at least 50% of the stock that it had at that time during the bankruptcy. It's fallen below that, and now they do not have a seat on the board of directors anymore. They're not guaranteed one. Last week, Social Security Administration announced a 2.8% increase in the cost of living for Social Security payments to anybody receiving Social Security. I was reminded when I noticed this that I posted it out in other places, that oftentimes the Medicare B goes up almost the same amount. So having said that, okay, we have Jeff on the line right now. I'll bring Jeff on and say hi to Jeff. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm okay, Leroy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's been an interesting week, as you know. You know, yeah, it's, you know, we talked last week about this economy is tipping over, and I said from where I sit, this doesn't look good. And lo and behold, it didn't take too long for it to fall 1,400 points Wednesday and Thursday. You know, we had a little bounce, 270 on Friday. So, but I think that's short-lived. The margin calls from Wednesday are due 3 days after the actual margin call. That means on Monday they'll hit, and that could start what's called contagion. So Monday could be kind of a bad day tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with all of that as time goes by. And yeah, nobody's got a crystal ball, but this isn't looking good. Having said that, you know, Social Security announced it's going to have its increase, but as I said, the Medicare B goes up oftentimes almost as much as the increase you got, so inflation just eats away just that much more for the retirees. And there's no increases in the pension. What you get is, you know, what you're getting is what you get. No increases. So if Social Security doesn't give you anything, then that's not helpful. As you and I know, and some others, they changed the calculation of Social Security for the CPI. There's 30 items in the basket. This was established in 1969. And that basket calculation was changed a few years ago, and they only calculate the lowest five now. So 25 of them can be right out, you know, running off the table. But the lowest five is what you get your calculation on. This was supposed to try and help save Social Security. But they just took some $4 trillion out of it, so they're not too worried about it, I guess, so they could pay for this last tax cut. They just stole it from the retirees, like they've been doing since this started, pretty much, you know, late 60s. So that was, you know, that was my week. You know, it was gorgeous here yesterday and today, Jeff. I don't know what it was like there in your area, but just absolutely gorgeous. And the sun was out. I had a friend go up to Grand Marais on Lake Superior, and I've been getting reports back and pictures back. And I tell you, it's real, real nice. So it's, you know, great weekend here for color, and especially up in the UP. That's obviously up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Just gorgeous, and it's starting its way down here. It's just starting to turn color here in Lansing, and we'll see that peak here in another week or so. So that's kind of where it's at from my end. How'd it go on your end there, Jeff? You had a lot of news in your company this week.
My plant has, sad to say, suffered a second person of the year commit suicide during the week. I don't know who the second person is, but from what I understand, he was sent home, and then he went home and the next day killed himself. I don't know any more about it, but that's the second time this year we had a suicide in our plant, or a member of our plant. Very sad to hear these type of things. It's just bothering everybody. You know, we had 2 weeks off prior. We come back to work, and usually we lose one person or two during any downtime, layoffs, holidays, and it's the second person this month that has died. The first one was, of course, suicide. The other one was a man, and his family got caught in the house, caught on fire, and they couldn't get out, and they died, leaving their eldest daughter, who was 14, I believe, was the only survivor of that, and she is in critical condition at the hospital. They did hold a gate collection for this young lady, and they raised over $9,000 for her, and that's an all-time high for a gate collection in our facility. Ford is making some bad news for everybody, including the hourly people. They are counting, doing restructuring, which means they're doing head cuts. It says Ford plans to restructure that stock. It's a six-year low. I'm just going off of the news release here. It says that they're very profitable, selling the trucks and SUVs due to the tariffs that has been installed by our glorious president. They're struggling to steal. Ford released a comment that reads, we are in the early stages of reorganizing our global salaried workforce to support the company's strategic objectives, creating a more dynamic and empowering work environment and become more fit for as a business. Reorganization will result in a headcount reduction over time, and the cuts may vary by location. Now, I take this as a warning sign for next year's contracts. They're going to claim they have no money because they bought the Detroit train depot not too long ago. They're going to use it for something, some type of office or whatever. And if you've ever been by this, it's very big. You can't miss it when you go down the freeway. So it's not been a good week around here in the Flat Rock area. That's all I can tell you, really. Just watch out for Ford. Keep your eyes on the stock market. I think this is somewhat related to the contracts coming up. So I got the way.
Okay. Well, you know, as you've always said, you know, Ford builds a good product. That's something to keep in mind. I mean, your plant's been building some really high-end products, you know, for a long time. I believe you have the Mustang down there and some Lincolns too, right?
Yeah, we have the Mustang and the Lincolns. But we have been laid off a few weeks in the last couple of months. And we worked this week. We're laid off for two, and then we're laid off again the last week of November. The car sales just aren't there where they used to be. Been rumors, and I'm saying this, just rumors in our plant that our chairman denied of going down to one shift. I hate to see that happen because a lot of people will lose their jobs. It's just really sad thing to do. We've already went through three three times of going down the line shift, so over the 31 years I've been there. So it's just, everybody's kind of on edge right now. It's a lot of things happening that we don't like.
The transit van plant in Kansas is going to have a couple of weeks off too, so that's just indicative of weak sales. So there's not much you can do about that. I mean, the marketing, et cetera, is important in order to affect that. But, Ford's supposed to know what they're doing in regard to marketing. They plan, they have a lot of people there that they employ just for the purpose of making sure that, they get the proper mix in their product, So that's up to them and, sell that product and everything. So, we'll see how they turn out here. Their stock has been really struggling for a long time. We have to take into consideration market conditions. We've been going straight up for a long time, lots of overtime for everybody, and we sort of, hit the top here in the last 8 months, nine months since January. Well, I guess December was the high, and then we had, January 23rd, I think, was our high, and then we had that February 8th drop, and so now we've come back up to that, and this market is now double-topped, and it's likely a broken trend to the downside, and we'll see some more stuff going to happen here. Last week we were pretty solemn about the market conditions and the whole notion that this is going to continue forever. This isn't something that we can plan on. We had quantitative easing running us up, and now we have quantitative tightening that's going to run us down. And this is just, it's happening. We've reported on this time and time again. It's going to happen right before our eyes. And if there were ever a time for solidarity between us union members, now is it. And this is solidarity amongst ourselves. Your workers in your department, in your team, if you have teams. Some places don't, so believe it or not. But in your department, if you find somebody that's kind of fallen on tough times, you gotta, kind of hold them up a little bit. And you have to be benevolent in the community too. You have to give a little. One of the homeless people that I've known and encouraged for a long time, I ran into him today at lunch and offered to buy him lunch, and he's real humble, and he said no. So I pulled out, I know he uses it, and pulled out some money and give a little money. That's important, to give back to the community, to those that really need it. Talking about people on the corner that's making a living out of panhandling. I'm talking about, somebody that's really in need and has been denied by the system for any money. So, Jeff, I'd like to talk a little bit about that suicide in your plan. This is my understanding. You said that he had been sent home disciplined because he'd been drinking, right?
That's the word I heard. Yes, he has been drinking.
Yeah, I don't think they can actually tell anybody, but that's kind of the what we think it is. Nobody really knows for sure, but, do you think it's in the best interest of anybody to send somebody out of the facility that's under the influence of anything on their own you know, just say, we're going to discipline you and send you home because you're, you know, in a bad way. Do you think that there's some responsibility that the companies have when they find such a condition? Do you think so?
Yeah. This is not the first time this has happened. It's been happening a lot lately. People being sent home who had been drinking. But like you said, how they leave the plant to get home is another matter. If they're too drunk to work, get too drunk to drive home. So maybe they should call them a taxi or call the next emergency contact form they have on file, have somebody come pick them up.
If we had a contract resolution that said substantially that the company, when they come upon such a situation, would be required to take the employee off to the side and put them in a safe place and let them sit for a while, just, you know, have some coffee and relax. Maybe call the employee assistance people, whatever that's called in the whatever division that is, and have them come in and talk to them and say, you know, this is, you know, affecting your work. It's affecting the people around you, and we'd like you to get help. And do it in a responsible and a caring way, rather than send them home so they can, you know, at their own devices, you know, take their life in this case. You know, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
So do you think maybe we ought to draft a resolution? We've been, by the way, thanks to everybody that's been sending in their ideas. Really appreciate that. You know, we much appreciate it because we've been putting some together. We're not going to get them out. As you noticed on the website, we've, you know, created the page and pages. So we're not going to get them out until it's time, a couple of weeks before they're due. But you'll be able to review them, and if you like them, go ahead and you know, download them, print them, and take them in. All the forms from the international say that they, you know, select whether it's an article or not. Well, the contract doesn't have articles; it has paragraphs. So they kind of lost that again. So but that being said, we appreciate the resolutions again coming in. But that would be one of the good ones, I think. What do you think, Jeff? You got some thoughts on any way that they could sort of restructure? Is what I've just said one of those? Do you have any of your own? The system seems to be broken, and it needs to be better for our members. I mean, they're costing people's lives the way they're handling, you know, substance abuse now, and it's not acceptable.
Well, I heard that our board president, our ESSP rep, they are the ones who you were talking about that come out and assist people. I'm almost positive they try to get them to sober up a little bit, tell them, you know, counsel them, probably offer them some much-needed help through a counselor or a therapist.
Right.
Because this is just going on too much in Flat Rock. Somebody is going to get killed in that plant because of the drinking. And I have, you know, I've been there 31 years. I'm getting ready to retire. And I have never seen this plant in this such bad shape. in all my years. It's really scary. Just can't figure out why. I know we're working 4 days a week, 10 hours a day. We've had a lot of layoffs lately. Holidays are coming up. Or there's rumors of one shift. And I know that's messing with a lot of people's heads right now. But still, you still got to be accountable inside that building when you're on the clock. But I do think it's a good idea, Leroy. So we put something in
there.
But
if we require them by contract to do it differently, you know, and have some compassion, just don't discipline somebody and say go home.
Mm-hmm.
Because that puts them, you know, I mean, they're already, you know, as you know, Jeff, I mean, alcoholism is a depressant. So they're depressed. You know, I mean, yeah, it's a, you know, in mood enhancer the first two, and then after that, it's a depressant. So you gotta make sure that you're paying attention to what this person, you know, what where they're at in their own mental state, because you know, mm-hmm. you send these people out and they're depressed, and it doesn't take much, you know. Oh, I mean, I'm, you know, 3-time loser here, you know. I'm out for however many, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a solid mm-hmm. month, whatever, you know, 30 days. And, you know, they might be on the edge financially, and they just check out. You know, it's not
yeah.
a good situation. So let's bump our heads together, and we'll draft that up. So that we don't have that much, because it's not just happening at your plant. It's just that we know about it at that plant. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, and of course you had the tragic fire where all but one family member died here a week ago. So it's kind of sad too, but that had nothing to do with the workplace. But this does, and we need to fix
yeah.
it. So let's try and do that. So, and Ford, you know, it's down substantially, and this is, you know, the stock, and it's never really high to begin with, you know, $9 or something like that. It fell below that, and this is, you know, something that they're going to have to address. I think you and I talked about there's like 52,000 represented members, but they got 200,000. Employees, they said. So most of those are salaried, you know, 150,000 salaried
mm-hmm.
people, so, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and they don't build not one thing. They, you know, I mean, yeah, they might support this and that, but, you know, they don't turn a wrench one, you know, not
no.
one wrench do they turn. So it's a little lopsided, I think. You know, I think, you know, they don't need that much support out there in their salary ranks if they, you know, want to add something to the workforce. They ought to add it in the hourly ranks and you know, make these jobs a little easier, because there's a whole lot of folks out there, a whole lot of folks out there that are working too hard, and there's a lot of them just kind of floating along in the salary ranks, not doing a whole lot. Yeah, they justify
mm-hmm.
themselves by saying this or that. But in the end, do you really need 3 salary workers for every single hourly rate worker? And my guess is not at all. So, Verizon, we didn't talk about them. Do you have anything else on that, Jeff? I mean, before we, let's close that one out a little.
No, I'm just concerned if they're going after the salary people. Tells me they're coming after the hourly people at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, yeah. What, yeah, yeah.
So that's a fact.
Yeah, I don't know how they can come after you too much more, because it's, you know, they got these jobs so tight. You know, they've sort of... they don't realize it, but they've hurt themselves, because as they constricted all of these auto companies, the affordability of a vehicle became less. So the idea that more people can buy cars and the numbers keep going down for high wages, and the wages got cut in half, they and that went nationwide. So they have their own problems there. So
yes.
we'll just keep an eye on that. Verizon laid off 44,000 workers this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't put that in the announcements, but I thought we'd talk about that. And they transferred 2,500 more IT jobs to Indian outsourcer Infosys systems. So they're really cutting back. I'm not sure that, you know, that they need to do that. I mean, they're still charging, you know, $50 a month for a phone. And, you know, that's a lot of money for all the phones that are out there. Why can't they keep these people working? But it's indicative of this whole, you know, we talked about it last week. You know, I mean, you might not like to hear it, but, you know, you're going to hear it here first. Okay, we talked about the market constricting, businesses slowing down beyond the pale. This isn't just, hey, we had 40 cars and now we got 36 or we got 35 or 30. This was 40 down to 4, you know, that I witnessed in a major restaurant. And it's just real concerning what's going on. And we need to stick together as a union. More than ever, okay? More than ever. And this isn't trying to destroy our union. I mean, there's a lot of people out there right now that say, union's broken, we need to start a new one. That's not us. Somebody actually said that on this radio show. That's not us. We're not about that. Not at all.
No.
Not at all. So we'll just keep on plugging them away here. It's sad that there's people out there that are that angry. Our union has a lot of trouble, but it's still our union, and the structure is still okay. And we still have good people that we elect at the local union level all the time that we think are good, and they go represent us. And we better start standing behind them. At the same time, holding them to account when they go there to stop drinking Kool-Aid. Because that's not good either. So there's more coming out on all this, believe me. There's a lot more to be found out about what's going on. So, by the way, I want to thank all the people in the switchboard. We really appreciate you listening and calling in here tonight, so that you can listen. Much appreciated. That's really a good thing. We're going to, just because it's such a nice night and a lot of people are out there enjoying this weather, and I know Jeff's kind of there as well, we're going to keep it a short show tonight. It's been a nice weekend here, and everybody deserves a chance to enjoy it. So if you're having a little fire out in the fire pit evening, one of the last cool evenings of the fall, just go enjoy that. You don't have to listen to us all night long. We're out here 35 minutes right now, so let's wrap it up, Jeff. What do you think?
Sounds good, all right.
Yeah, we'll just keep it a short show tonight. I know some of the other shows they mentioned they're coming back, but they're not having a show this weekend. I'm not sure what that's all about, but we appreciate it. And we hear on this show, nobody here has sued the union. We don't want to break the union. You know, when I was involved in the VEBA, I sought to be the class representative against General Motors, but not against the union, okay, because we had people that were that had sued the corporation, and that's what that was all about. So I never sued the union. I know Jeff's never sued the union. If I held office, if I were to had been elected president, I couldn't unilaterally sign a piece of paper and approve my own lawsuit for my own benefit. So just know that this radio show doesn't do any of that at all. So having said that, Jeff, do you have anything else to add before we wrap it up?
You know, just enjoy what's left of the nice weather. Just all I can say, everybody stay safe.
Okay.
All I can say,
yep.
Leroy.
Yep, okay. Everybody, you know, stay safe this next week for sure. Thanks to our global listeners, everybody around the world, every continent except Antarctica. We have listeners. Thank you very much. Thanks to our listeners in Mexico. Thanks to our listeners in Canada, our brothers and sisters up there who actually work for a living and a union. Thank you. And we know that you listen quite a bit. Thanks to each and every brother and sister in the UAW across the nation that listens. Also, all the other trades unions that listen in, and all non-union workers that, and those non-union workers that aspire to be union workers. So thanks to everybody. We appreciate it. Again, stay safe throughout the week. And good night, Jeff. Good night, listeners. And
good night,
we'll see you next
week. Good night, Robert.